A school in Edgecombe County is working to mitigate the effects of trauma and toxic stress on its students. It's creating a school environment where adults are ready to listen and support before doling out discipline. Lisa Phillip reports.
One day last fall, teachers sauntered past a wall in W.A. Patillo Middle School in Tarboro as if they were studying works of art. Really, they were looking at the names of all 265 of their students, each written neatly on an index card. They contemplated which students they had meaningful relationships with and placed dots next to those students' names.
And then we were able to step back and see which students didn't have a dot or didn't have as many dots as other kids.
Byron Bullock is an administrator at the school.
And so teachers said, wow, I never really thought about how I never really reached out to this kid.
Students at Patillo face serious hurdles to coming to school each morning and staying engaged. A majority of them live in poverty, and many were displaced by flooding from Hurricane Matthew in 2016. These challenges would overwhelm any adult. For kids, they take on extra significance. Stress from things like hunger and housing instability have been scientifically shown to derail brain development. At the least, it distracts kids from learning. Take, for example, a student at Patillo who had consistently low grades.
She was acting out. She would become, at different times, very sporadic, very abrasive, very, for some people, almost intimidating, it seemed.
Bullock says this behavior was a result of the student's home life.
Seeing it through that lens of trauma, we understand that, you know, it's not that this student just doesn't want to perform right. It's not that she just doesn't want to do right, right? She has a context and a background that has kind of put her in a place where, you know, she's fighting.
Taking the time to understand that context requires a mindset shift on the part of teachers. The Public School Forum of North Carolina has been helping with this. The advocacy group trained Patillo staff on the effects of trauma on kids. Bullock says that left a mark.
We have teachers that have become, you know, unconventional in the way that they meet the needs of their kids. And so whereas, you know, and normally you would see, let's just write a referral and send them out. You know, teachers that will bring a kid in during their planning and sit down and talk with them.
I have more empathy for the students just because I know kind of more about the why and how they're reacting.
Eli Kane teaches 8th grade social studies. He's on the school's new resilience team. It's made up of teachers, administrators, and school counselors. They meet every other week to brainstorm strategies for meeting students' needs.
I was afraid it was going to change my expectations of the students, but it really hasn't. I have the same expectations, just how I react and the empathy I have towards the students is different.
This shift in thinking hasn't necessarily been easy on teachers, not just because they already have a ton on their plate.
Teachers that work with kids who have trauma, they almost experience secondhand trauma. And sometimes they don't even realize it. So when you go home and you're like a teacher and you're tired, you just feel drained, normally you would think, oh, that's just the job. But, you know, really seeing that we carry the burden of our students. And so one of the things we did was, you know, we started a self-care thermometer.
Every time teachers do something for themselves, like getting enough sleep or going to see a movie, they write it in the thermometer. When it fills up, teachers get together for a potluck dinner. Elizabeth Taconte is a fellow with the Public School Forum.
The biggest challenge is just time. Time for teachers, knowing that they're already spread incredibly thin, knowing that for administrators there's already tons of demands on them and requirements that they have and things that they have to do. And so really kind of framing this as that culture shift and not another to-do item.
It's hard to tell how much of a culture shift has taken place at Patillo. It's only been a few months since the school began this work. But on a recent Thursday, after the last bell rang, a teacher walked up to a student dragging his feet down the hallway. She asked, "Are you okay?" Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.